Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
My name is Marie Duffy.
Marie Duffy. Okay. Well, my name is Brandon once again. Now, we are on a recorded line. Are you looking to start a claim regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding this before?
No.
Got it. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed any documents against Depo Provera?
No, I didn't know.
Okay. And that would be with a law firm. So you never have, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Got it. So was it you that was using Depo Provera and you were injured by it?
Yes.
Okay. God, I'm sorry to hear that. Are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I'm a resident.
Okay. And what was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
I developed meningioma, a kind of a brain tumor.
Oh, brain tumor.
And I was diagnosed in August 10th, 2010.
Did you say August 10th, 2010?
Yes. I took the Depo Provera from 1995. But I can believe until, let me think here, the 6 years, yeah, 1994 to 2000.
1994 to 2000, you said, right?
Right, and so I started having a double vision ringing in my ear, memory loss. You know, things like that.
Right, right. Okay. And it was after you were experiencing these symptoms for a while, you went to the doctor, urgent care,
yes.
Emergency room.
I had it taken out in 2000. Because, it was causing way too much problems.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then I finally went and got diagnosed in 2010.
Okay. And that was August 10th, 2010. And you said the injury was a meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And where was that located in your body?
What was the brain tumor?
Yes.
You talking about where was the Depo Provera located?
No. Where was the tumor located?
My brain.
Okay, got it. And the reason why I ask is because it can also exist in the spine, but this was your brain, correct?
Right.
Okay, got it. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
4/18/67.
1967. Okay. Got it. And did anyone else around you use Depo Provera and was injured by it?
I do know of a girl. I can't. It's actually my sister's friend. She used it for longer than me. And she's developed a lot of crazy stuff now that you guys put out this. And I'm like thinking it's probably from that. I know she has. She goes get. What do you call it with your blood work and all that? She goes and gets treatment like chemo where her blood has to be
right.
Jesus, I can't think of it right now. But, you know, my sister was telling me about it. I was like, oh, and now that I'm thinking about it, I'm gonna call her and have her give you guys a call.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sorry to hear she had to go through that as well. I know it's the last thing you'd expect after taking just a contraceptive, but... okay, got it. And on to questions about Depo Provera and your usage of it. Did you receive it as a pill or did you receive it as a shot?
I received it as a shot in my body.
Okay.
It was under my arm.
Under your arm.
Yeah, I had to have it. What I can remember, was it like every 3 months? I think it was like every three, six, something like that.
Yeah, every 3 months is usually the common usage for it.
Yeah. It was horrible. I really would have never thought that all that comes, you know, that came from that.
Right. And you did use it for about 6 years, going on 6 years, if it was 1994 to 2000,
right?
Okay, got it. Now, this shot, was it the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
It was.
Okay. And did you use any sub-versions or generic versions? They would have let you know if you did.
I don't believe so. They told me it was Depo Provera.
Okay. Got it. And like you said, you did use it for 6 years, and you would get a shot every 3 months. So in 1 year.
I believe it was every 3 months. Okay. Can you say that again?
Yeah, in 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Prior to the diagnosis? No, I had it done for after 2000 because I realized that it was not working for me, especially my hair started falling out and just all this crazy stuff.
Right.
You know, and I realized it's got to be the shot, you know?
So before 2010.
I still was having periods. Say that again? Yeah.
Yeah, before 2010, when you were taking it, it was 4 injections per year, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I stopped in 2000. Don't forget that part.
Right.
Stopped in 2000. I didn't want it no more.
Got it. And do you know what year, or I'm sorry, what month you stopped in 2000? It's okay if not.
No. I can't even.
It's a while back, yeah.
Let me think. It was, it had to be in, I'm going to say February.
Okay. Just approximately, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put that down here. Got it. Okay. And on to questions about yourself. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Okay. And what's your current marital status?
I am married.
Married at the moment. Okay. And your first name is Marie or Mary?
Marie.
Marie. Okay. And that's spelled M-A-R-I-E?
Yes.
Okay. And your last name, is that Duffy?
My married name is Carlisle. C-A-R-L-I-S-L-E.
Okay.
So Duffy Carlisle.
Duffy Carlisle. And can you spell the Carlisle one more time for me?
C-A-R-L-I-S-L-E.
Okay. Got it. So C-A-R-L-I-F-L-E?
Yes.
Okay. F is in Frank, right?
Do you say Duffy or Carlisle?
Carlisle.
No, C is in cat. I'm sorry. A-R-I... Look, I can't even think of it. C-A-R-L-I-S-L-E.
S-L-E. So S as in Sam.
Yes.
Okay, got it. All right, I have that down. And Duffy Carlisle, is that just a space separating the two, or is there a dash?
Yeah, you can. It's fine.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. Okay, and do you have a middle name, Maria?
It's A. Antoinette.
Antoinette, you said?
Yes.
Okay, and can you spell that out for me?
A. You don't have to use it.
Okay, is it on your ID? I do have to ask.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not. Okay, got it. I'll leave that out then. Okay, and what is your social?
I got to give you my social.
You don't have to give me the full social, but I can take the last 4.
4016.
4016?
Yeah, I don't like giving out my social.
That's completely fine. It's understandable. Okay, and moving on to your primary contact information, what would be the best email to reach you at?
It's Duffy, D-U-F-F-Y, M-Y-R-I-A-M, at yahoo.com.
Okay, so DuffyMiriam at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, and the phone number I have down for you is 510-672-1722.
Yes.
Okay, is this your mobile?
Yes.
Got it. And how would you prefer to be contacted, through phone calls, texts, emails?
The text is fine.
Okay. Yeah, so you can at least know who's trying to contact you.
Right.
Do you typically work in the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
I don't work right now. I'm retired.
I can't work anymore. Okay. Is the morning okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Got it. And what's your current address?
161 South 39th Street, Richmond, California, 94804.
94804. And is this an apartment or a house?
It's a house.
Okay, got it. So going back to when you were administered the Depo-Provera medication,
yes.
Was it a doctor that would administer it, or would you do it yourself?
It was a doctor that administered. Was it? I think it was a nurse. They had a nurse there.
Okay.
But, or it was the doctor. One, I can't remember exactly who it was, but it was definitely an officer Kaiser.
Got it. Okay.
And it was my OBGYN. They kind of talked me into it, but yeah.
Right. Okay. And it was your OBGYN who initially prescribed you the Depo-Provera.
Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Brown.
Dr. Brown. Okay. Got it. And do you know the first name of the doctor?
I can't remember.
Okay. Got it. And you said it was about 6 years that you took it, and that would be four injections per year. So does it sound correct that you took it about 24 total times?
Pretty much. I had it regularly, yes.
Okay, got it.
I didn't
and Dr. Brown, what facility is that doctor located at?
A Kaiser in Richmond, California.
Okay. Richmond Medical Center, Kaiser Permanente. Is that off Nevin Avenue?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I have the right address. Okay. And was this your regular hospital that you would go to?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a doctor's office hospital slash
right.
hospital.
Okay. Got it. And like you said, it was Dr. Brown that prescribed you the Depo-Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And after you were diagnosed, did you go to the emergency room when you were diagnosed, or was it just an urgent care appointment that you set?
No, it wasn't in the ER. It was just going over time to find out what was wrong with me because I was having memory loss,
right.
The ringing of the ear. I wasn't feeling well at all. That's why I had to, eventually just leave my job. So.
Oh, really? You left your job because of that?
Yeah. I would take off a lot, so eventually I had to give it up. I mean, I wanted to work longer, but. I was a bus driver, so you gotta have the on your P's and Q's,
Right. And if your vision is starting to get blurry and such, there's
exactly.
Okay, got it. And so you did go to your primary doctor, I'm assuming, and did they give you a CT scan or an MRI?
I had the MRI. I went to see a neurologist.
Right.
That doctor name, if you want, is was Jesus Christ, what was his name? Carlson Lowell?
Carlson Lowell?
Yeah.
Okay. Carlson Lowell, and that was the neurologist that you saw that diagnosed you.
Yeah.
And was this also at Kaiser Permanente?
Yes.
It was. Okay, at the same one. Got it. Okay, so he diagnosed you, and did he go through treatment with you?
Yeah.
Okay. He just,
gave me chemo pills.
Okay, so you went through chemo, and how many rounds of chemo did you go through, or cycles, I should say? It's okay. You don't have to know the exact amount.
Yeah, I don't remember. I can't think of it right now. I mean, I still have, memory, going on. I take a lot of herbs right now for that.
Yeah,
but
I can't even imagine. Did you go through any type of surgery?
Okay. Did you say that I have surgery? No.
No surgery. So it was just the chemo pills that eventually shrunk it down?
Right.
Oh, I see. And does it still exist to this day?
I don't believe so, not as much. I haven't been back to them in a while, but I think hopefully I'm healed.
That's good to hear. How have your symptoms been? Have they gone away completely, or do you still...
I mean, I still have, brain fog, memory loss. I still have ringing in the ear. But I try to do the whole herbal thing, and that's helping out tremendously.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's like when I seen that the suit was coming about, I tried to apply for it online, but something didn't accept me. I don't know, and that's when I got your number. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah, every law firm does have different criteria, so it really depends on your conditions and everything that you've gone through regarding it. But there's so many different law firms out there. They all have different requirements and such. Now, this next question, I know it's a bit random, but have you ever had a cancer diagnosis throughout your lifetime?
No.
Okay, that's good to hear. And did you ever receive any type of radiation treatment other than chemo?
No.
Okay. Got it. And so you did go through the chemo. Do you remember how many months that was?
For the pill?
Yes.
I want to say probably I was taking it maybe for at least, I know, over a year or two.
Over a year?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Then I can't right now. I would have to look over my paperwork.
That's okay. Got it. And I'm assuming that you do have your medical documentation, or is that all at the hospital?
I do. I have it.
You have it. Okay. Got it. And when you were going through the chemo treatment, was it Carlson Lowell that would do checkups on you and keep you updated throughout the process?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. I'll go ahead. I did have
one doctor there, but
yeah.
You know, you have a lot. They're sections of everything.
Right. Yeah, of course.
And it would kind of switch up all the time.
Got it. Okay. And on the meningioma itself, have you ever had any type of family history regarding these? Has anyone in your family ever had one?
No.
Okay.
Never. None of that.
Got it. And the time that you were hospitalized, was that only when you would do treatment, or did you ever have to go to the emergency room regarding it?
No.
You never did? Okay.
No.
So if you were diagnosed on August 10th, 2010, how soon was it that you started treatment?
He started prescribing me the medication right away.
Oh, right away?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So it was around that same date then?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And like you said, you do have your medical records. Is that physically, or do you have it online on MyChart?
No, I don't have it. I'm not with Kaiser any longer, so I don't know what they got on there of me, but
because
I retired and I don't have the same health insurance, but I do got my medical records on me.
Got it. So it sounds like you have them physically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you be able to mail those if required?
Yes.
Okay. And when it comes to your MyChart, do you still have access to your login?
No.
That's okay.
Yeah, they won't let me get into none of that stuff.
Right.
I tried before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Did you get a new primary doctor?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm at West County now.
I see ya. Okay, I'll mark that off here. And my last question for you is if you'd like to put down an emergency contact, so that's in case the law firm cannot contact you. It's not necessary. You don't need to put one down.
Okay. I mean, it's 415-882-6969.
And who is this person to you?
That's my husband, Vernon Carlisle.
Okay. And what was the name again?
Vernon Carlisle.
Vernon Carlisle?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And what is his email, if you know it?
Vernon Carlisle 69 iCloud.com.
iCloud.com. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And this would be at the same address as you?
Yeah. Okay.
Give me one quick second here. I apologize. There's so many questions, by the way. I know there's some that you probably already answered before, but I do have to double check and verify.
No, it's okay.
All right, and that should be everything here. So I'm going to go ahead and get these documents set up and sent over to you. These should be in your email as well as your text messages, so check both of those, but they should be sending over now here. Now, what these documents are the medical release documents as well as the retainers for the attorney. So that allows us to actually access your medical records. And we can pull those from the hospital, or you can just provide them physically. Other than that, the retainers are going to be for the attorney. So as soon as you sign those, they'll be able to give you a call and verify the information and have your claim submitted. So let me know if you receive those.
I got it right now.
Okay. Now, when you open them up, it is going to ask for a signature. After you sign it, I'll review it.
Got it.
Okay, give me one second here. Yes, so I have all of that over on my end, and it looks correct to me. So you're all set from here. Now, what you can expect is a call from the attorney, most likely on Monday following the weekend. Now, I know that's a holiday, and I'm not entirely sure if they're in the office on Monday because of that. So if you don't receive a call then, it should be first thing Tuesday morning. Now, you're just going to verify your information with them. It should be about a five-minute call. This should be the longest call you've had regarding it, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Have a good weekend.
You as well.
Okay.
Bye-bye.